So this is the Strong Women podcast. We have been talking on air about the support group that we, not support group, focus group that we had, although it's support, I guess, at KXE, KBXE. I'm Heidi Holton with Laura Connolly, and this is kind of our more casual conversation in our podcast about this process we've been involved in together for the last couple of years. So, Laura, before we did our last segment that went on air, you and I had some really personal conversations about body image.
Yes, we did.
And how that governs everything that we do.
Oh, absolutely.
So, the other day, I was with a two-year-old in a store of women's clothes, and she tried one on. And looked at herself. She went up and she, in fact, went even closer to the mirror. And she just had this look on. She just smiled so huge. And she just, you could tell in her eyes that she was like, I am beautiful. I got this. And I just, I was like, oh my gosh. You hardly ever see women do that.
Yeah, no. Like the majority of adult women that you know are looking in the mirror like, oh, I look old. Oh, I think I've gained 15 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, everything. Or even if you feel good about some areas, like, ah, I have terrible hips.
I'm, yeah.
You know, oh my God, I always gain weight in my back. Always, you know, it's ridiculous.
Bad hair day.
Yeah, these ridiculous things, or you're not wearing the right things, or all that kind of stuff. And sometimes that can feel like kind of superficial, like, okay, get on a fitness regimen, and I'm going to start Weight Watchers, and I'm going to feel better. And it's kind of, it's a lot freaking bigger than that, isn't it?
It's a lot bigger than that, because the truth is that even if all of us did all these things that they say we're supposed to do to be perfectly fit,
yeah,
and perfectly beautiful, right? So if we exercise, we ate all the right things, we never put any toxins in our body or on our body, we're still going to have all this stuff in our head that we've been exposed to our whole life talking to us about what's wrong with us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to pose something to the two of us. This is a little exercise we're going to do, okay?
Okay.
Something that you've maybe been meaning to do. We're both busy. We have a lot of different little projects and things that we're working on. But for me, there's like something that I always feel like I, there's something else that I might want to do, but I don't ever give time to it. And instead of just realizing that, I think I'm a jerk. What's wrong with me that if I supposedly want to do this thing, you know, I'm just lazy and I'm not working on this. What I mean is like kind of working on a creative thing that's aside from work. Work takes up a lot of my life, and then the rest of my life seems to be kind of relaxing, spending time with family and friends, which is great, and kind of deprogramming from work, and then boom, getting right back into work, you know?
Yeah.
But I have this want to be more creative. I kind of came into radio because I wanted to write. I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to write a novel. And they had someone on the air, this is before I worked here, who was talking about books. And I thought, well, gosh, I read a lot. You know, I could probably do that. You know, and the lady sounded older. So I called them up and I was like, well, if she's ever away, if Marlis is ever away, I could do that segment. And I don't know why, where that came from, but I just decided to do that. And that kind of snowballed into radio and creating a book show talking to authors, which was super inspiring. I could ask them all these things. And I thought that that would lead to me writing a novel. And I'm not saying it's wrong that I didn't write a novel, because it actually led to this passion and the job that I have and the work I get to do and to talk to people. But it also, I haven't focused on me in that way. Does that make sense?
Definitely. Yeah.
So that's what I'm coming out with for myself. Is there anything in your life like that? And then I want to talk about, break it down a little bit more. Are there things you want to do? Well, actually, you and I have done a couple little writing projects together, so that might even be part of it there for you too.
Yeah, we have. I have a list of things that I
see
that I always think, like, I want to do this. When I have time, this is what I'm going to do. And then just kind of gets put on the back burner. And I too have a sense of like, what, why don't I get to that? What's wrong with me?
Yeah,
I should. Or even I do this thing, like when I do finally sit down, and I'm not very good at just like chilling out completely.
Right.
I'm
kind
of
me
just
either.
Busy
yes.
constantly.
Yes.
And so when I do actually just chill, then I feel guilty, mm-hmm. which is crazy.
Right.
But yes, I have a list of things. I would love to do more writing. Yeah. I love to sew. I would love to do more of that. Even things like I want to ride my bike more.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think what I'm getting at is not like, let's devise a plan where we make sure we write that novel or you make a fashion line, you know,
yeah.
something, but getting over that in our head.
Yes.
Because look at all the cool steps that have happened that are creative in both of our lives that have led us to, we're lucky people. We get to do jobs and be around people that we care about and do something in the world we think is good.
Absolutely.
So why on earth would
are we still hard on ourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So please answer that.
Well,
please fix me right now.
I feel like it's all the same stuff that we've been talking about with yeah. our focus groups, with each other, that we have these voices in our head that have been put there by being exposed to so much cultural thinking, people in our lives who have, you know, made us feel think we are less than. I think a lot of it comes from that.
Yeah.
I just really do not believe that the majority of that stuff comes from the fact that something is individually wrong with us. And here's why.
But you have to remind yourself that too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It's a constant. But that's why when you like, if you're an observer of people, and you just start to see like, oh, everybody's doing that on some level. Then you realize like, okay, so something's not fundamentally just super wrong with me.
Right.
This is right. like a shared
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So people like sociologists will say this thing where if just one person is talking about this thing is happening to them, then okay, you might do this individual psychologizing of that.
Yeah.
But when it's happening to the vast majority of people, it's a social problem.
Mm-hmm. So I think for one thing, because we have some ideas about being creative together, and I was going to say something to you recently, and I thought, oh, too much time's gone by. We're done with that. No. We
no.
can do something. We can at least make a pact to do that.
Like oh, totally.
At some point, we're going to do some creative stuff and then work with our friends and do something cool.
Yeah, because like the one time that we did it was super fun.
Yeah, yeah.
The time flew by.
Yeah.
That's the thing with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you actually do make the time for it and you do it.
Yeah. So I'm gonna show you something on the back bulletin board. Roll back there and pull that thing off, the drawing.
This one?
Yeah. So I had a long work day yesterday and just was pretty wiped out and had a lot to do. I have a lot to do today. I get up really early. I was pretty. John walked in and said, "What's wrong with you?" Sweet. I know that's sweet. This is not on air, I remember. And I'm like, I'm so mad that I said this. I was like, I'm exhausted. I hate when I say something like that. I'm not really exhausted. I could have got a couple more hours sleep, but
sure.
That's a lot of drama, you know? Really? Falling over. I'm just, check me in, hook up the IVs, need some saline, stat. Anyway, so for some reason, I decided today, because I don't man the board on Fridays. I do it on Thursday mornings, and so I have a little bit more time with my hands. So I doodled all
yeah.
morning.
I love it.
This is a doodle. And John's like, oh my God. And this is a doodle that I have always done in my life when I was in college. That's how I took notes in a classroom.
That's awesome.
So that's just shows you what a Friday's like. A Friday morning. It's just this little creative doodle. And so I got calmer during the entire show. I stopped kind of being crabby to John on air and off.
It's like a map.
Ah.
Mosaic map. It's great. I love it.
Well, thanks. You do some of that stuff too. The kind of
I do.
You do it with a rolling. It's not rolling papers. That's not
quilling.
The right way to say it.
I like to do that too.
It's sounding a little weird, but you do this really cool artistic thing, and I have a couple of them in my house. I can either put my drink on it or put it on the wall.
Yeah, quilling, it's called.
What? I didn't know there was a word.
There is, yes.
Wow.
It's a historical art with paper.
Huh.
Yeah. I get obsessed with little crafty art projects.
Okay.
And then I make like 10,000 of one thing, and then I move on to something else.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So I feel better. And then I would like to hear if people are listening to this podcast and if women kind of want to be involved and want us to kind of talk some more.
Yeah, I think we should talk more about it.
And at some point, maybe I can, because we can swear in a podcast. And
yeah, and people can call in, right?
Yeah, sure. We can do whatever we need to do here, lady. We're strong women. Woo, thanks for listening.
Thank you.